还有一首自从橄榄山前一别离也是你利用的诗
and there is also another hymn written by our watchman Nee that as we bid farewell with us from Mount Olive
两个都对的
both are correct
因为主耶稣真的是从橄榄山升天
it is true that our Lord was ascended from Mount Olive
他也真的是在波大尼的对面升天
and he was also opposite this town of Bethany and he was ascended
路加福音是从祭司开始
that we know thatBook of Luke begins with the priest.
路加福音是以祭司结束。
That we know that the Gospel of Luke concluded with the priest.
因为当主耶稣升天的时候，为门徒们祝福。
That when the Lord was ascended to heaven, he blessed the disciples.
那个是大祭司的祝福。
And that is the blessing of the great priest.
你想看，如果他为门徒们祝福
，And so if he were to bless his disciples,
他的脸是朝向门徒。
Because his face are facing his disciples.
脸朝向伯大尼。
That the face are facing Bethany.
当他缓缓升天的时候
，and when he has been lifted up,
他双手祝福他的门徒
，as his hands was blessing them,
他的背是向着耶路撒冷
，his back is facing Jerusalem.
所以主说耶路撒冷啊，耶路撒冷。
No wonder the Lord say, Jerusalem.
我多次愿意聚集你，像母鸡聚集小鸡。
I was like the mother hen is trying to protect you.
我愿意，但是你们不愿意。
I was willing, but you were unwilling.
我要把你们的家列为荒场。
That we are going to make your homes to be desolate.
从前十二岁，他说 ，My house, 我 my father's house, 我父的家。
When 12 years old, he said, My father's house.
现在他说，你的家要变成荒场。
But now he says, Your house to be turned into desolation.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
所以很清楚的。
So、very clear.
主怎么升天，主就怎么回来。
How did our Lord ascend? And similarly, He will come.
如果主升天的时候是向着他的教会。
And so, when the Lord ascended into heaven, He was facing His.
他背向这个世界。
And then His back was towards the world.
那么他回来的时候。
And when He returned,
他脸朝向他的教会，被拯救。背向整个的世界。
And he will still be facing his own people, and his back was still facing Jerusalem.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看，这是路加福音啊。
This is Gospel of Luke.
当你比较四福音书的时候
，As you compare the four Gospels,
如果你对这个地理稍微有一点概念的话
，And you have this a little concept of this geographical position,
我想我们就能够明白了。
That will help us to understand.
所以主耶稣被锁定那个时间是有意义的。
And so when the Lord Jesus was locked in this space and time is meaningful.
他被锁定那个空间也是很有意义的。
As well as time, as well as space, that there is some significance.
那最后我再讲起一点很重要的。
Lastly, I want to touch on something very important.
你知道，当主耶稣最后的晚餐，他从这个哪里？他从这个马，从那个什么地方？从马可楼里面就出来了。
And so, when Jesus after the for the last supper.
对对对。那么主耶稣最后晚餐在什么地方
？Where was his last supper？
那现在考古给我们一个很好、很清楚的一幅图。
The archaeologists have given us a very clear.
那个很可能是马可的家。
It is possible to be the home.
因为最后的晚餐，主耶稣在马可福音里面。你叫马可怎么说？他是主耶稣和十二个门徒都来了。
Because in the book in Gospel it says that all the 12 disciples they were all there.
所以可见马可少年不知道躲在哪个角落，看见他们通通来了。
Because Mark as a young man he was hiding at some corners he will be able to witness all the disciples.
那么你还记不记得那天主耶稣预备这个最后晚餐的时候
？And that night when Jesus was preparing for this last supper.
他打发彼得跟约翰去了。
And sent out John and Peter.
那么到哪里去呢
？Where did he send them?
那我们都知道。这个东山跟西山呢，不同在哪里
？The difference between the eastern and the western hills.
这个西山呢，是最有钱的山。
The western hills are where the wealthy.
所有有钱的人，包括大祭司，包括这个西律的殿、宫殿什么，通通在西山的。
The parents of the Herod and all the wealthy people, the priests, they are all living on the western side.
我们这次还特别看见他考古学挖出来，哦，那个真是富有啊！所有最有钱的，通通在那里。
And from the archaeologists, findings that these are all the where the wealthy people located.
马可家里肯定是有钱的。
Surely Mark come from a healthy family.
而且很可能马克西马尼就是他家里的。
And Garden of Gethsemane actually
belong, 很可能
there's a possibility that it belongs to Mark.
所以你知道这些有钱人祭司大祭司他们通通住在西山或者住在东山。
And so you know that all these wealthy people inclusive of the priest they were all living on the western hill.
那么其他人才住在别的地方。
Others were living on the eastern hill.
所以呢就在这个西山现在有一个地方叫做西安山。
That we know that at the eastern, western side there is Mount Zion.
那这个锡安山并不是圣经里面的锡安山。
And so this Mount Zion is not what the Bible refers to.
是后来天主教的锡安山。
And that is Mount Zion belongs to the Catholicism.
这个有原因的。
That is the reason behind it.
因为自从啊圣殿一块石头不留在一块石头上。
And ever since that no stones remain, all the stones in the holy temples, the temples they do on top of one another.
所以读圣经呢，就认为说神已经把以色列放在一边。
And the scholars believe that God has forsaken Israel.
教会已经取代了以色列。
Now the church has replaced the Israelites.
所以耶路撒冷躺在废墟里面。
And now Jerusalem is in ruin.
圣殿躺在废墟里
面。Now the temple is in ruin.
所以到了主后四世纪的时候。
And so,
Byzantine, 就盖了今天所谓的圣墓大教堂 Holy Sepulchre.
And on the western side, they have constructed a holy
sepulchre.
所以
就表示说，这就表示说，这个主耶稣是埋在那里，是个大的教堂。
And they signify that the Lord is a big cathedral where they say that Jesus was buried there.
那为什么他不在西山呢？
Why they have chosen the west?
他们认为东山所代表是旧耶路撒冷。
Because the eastern hill represent the old Jerusalem.
所以西山所代表的才是新耶路撒冷。
Because they say the western hill will represent the new Jerusalem.
圣殿已经躺在废墟里面了。
Now the old temple is in ruin.
我们要盖一个礼拜堂是跟圣殿一模一样，方向各方面都是一样。
We want to build a cathedral is exactly the same in the old Jerusalem.
所以等到他们盖这个圣墓大教堂的时候。
And so as they have constructed this big cathedral.
完全模仿圣殿。
They imitate exactly the old
圣殿的祭坛在这里。
And so that the altar was located.
是圣所在这里。
Where is the Holy of Holies?
所以他们就决定主耶稣钉十字架在这里。
And so they determined that the Lord Jesus was crucified here.
复活在这里。
And then they were determined that the other side.
Everything is artificial. 你看全部都是假的。
Everything was artificial.
但是就是因为什么，现在教会已经取代了以色列。
Because now,
现在你明白为什么有锡安？
And that is the reason why they have this called Mount Zion.
因为你看耶路撒冷已经过去了，所以现在呢，锡安山就搬到哪里呢？就搬到锡山这边来了。
We know that Jerusalem has passed away, so now they have moved Jerusalem, New Jerusalem, into Zion.
但是在主耶稣那个时候
，During the time of Jesus,
那个地方乃是有一般的人叫爱色尼人他们聚集的地方。
And there
Essenes.
There is a group of people called Essenes. They were people gathered there.
你看历史学家 Josephus 告诉我们说，在以色列人中间有三班的人，有法利赛人，有撒都盖人，还有爱色尼人。
And the Bible scholars tells us that there is a Pharisee, the Sadducees, and the
Essenes. Essenes 这些人他们不结婚的。
They were not these group of people were not married.
然后他们在死海古卷抄写圣经的。
And they were the ones who record.The scrolls, from the
那现在考古学家已经找到 Essene Quarter, 就是 Josephus 告诉我们到底 Essene 到底他们住在什么地方。
And so historians, Josephus have told us where are the dwelling place, where were the dwelling place of Essene.
所以马可楼呢，大概就在那个区域里面。
And so the house of Mark, is almost there.
然后你记不记得这个主耶稣的安排，就是那个彼得亚一个约翰要跟着一个年轻人顶着什么顶着水的。
And so, Peter and John has to follow a young man with a pitcher. here on top of our office.
他们先到哪里？先到希洛亚池子那里去。
And first of all, they have to go to the Shiloh.
然后你跟着一个少年人顶着水的。
They have to follow this young man who have to on top of it.
那个时候，所有白天出来取水的都是女子做的事情。
We know that in the day that those who are carrying waters are women.
所以这个人是少年人，居然顶着水，证明他没有结婚，证明他一定是 Essene， 一定是爱色尼的人。
And so we can be assured that this young man has not married that he's an Essene.
所以呢，主耶稣就跟着他，不是这个门两个门徒就跟到了马可楼，就预备了那天晚上的宴席。
And so, Peter and John followed these young men into the upper rooms of the house of Mark.
然后主耶稣那天晚上就在那里有了最后的晚餐。
And at this upper room, Jesus had his last
supper. 那圣经不是告诉我们说，他们唱着诗就出来。
That as they sing him, he came out.
他们唱的诗我们知道。
Of course, we know the hymns they sang.
因为在逾越节的时候，他们唱诗篇113篇，一直唱到118篇。
And so, during the Passover, they have sing Psalms from 113 right up to 118.
所以你从马可楼从西山，然后慢慢走下来，然后他们就圣经告诉我们，主耶稣就过了希伦溪谷。
That we know.That the Bible tells us as they sang along from the upper rooms of the Mark's house, then they gone through the Kidron Valley.
所以主耶稣是一定经过这个摩利亚山跟橄榄山下面的那个希伦溪谷。
And we know the Lord Jesus has actually passed through the valley that is between Mount Moriah and Mount Olivet.
等到快到克西马尼的时候
，As he entered into Gethsemane,
他们大概唱诗篇118篇。
And as he entered into Gethsemane, there was a time they were singing him a Psalm 118.
那是月亮的晚上。
And that is the night.
你能看见这个山谷里面的种种。
You can see the view in the valley.
所以当他们唱说匠人所砌的石头成为头块的房角石。
He says that the stone that the craftsman has forsaken has now become the chief cornerstone.
匠人就是犹太人。
That we know the craftsman refers to Israelites.
文士、祭司和那些法利赛人。
Describe the Pharisees and those.
主耶稣就是那块石头。
And we know our Lord Jesus is that.
所以当他走在那个希伦溪谷的时候，他唱那首诗歌。你还记得那个当初的匠人怎样把石头把它丢，一直把它推到希伦溪谷吗？
And we know that at that time that just now we say that these stone that was left was pushed right up to the Kidron Valley.
主耶稣知道没有多久，他们要喊说钉他十字架，除掉他。
The Lord Jesus knew not long after that they will shout to crucify him.
但是匠人所砌的石头要成为头块的房角石。
But we know that piece of stone that was forsaken by the craftsman will soon become the chief cornerstone.
所以当他走希伦溪谷，经过还没有到克西马尼。
And so as he was moving around the Kidron Valley before he entered into Gethsemane.
那个预言对主是一个很大的安慰。
And that prophecy was indeed a great comfort to our Lord.
因为一点都没有错，他钉十字架，然后就被推到死亡的幽谷里面去。
It's true. When he was kneeling on the cross, it's just like the stone had been pushed right through into the valley of Kidron.
但第三天，神从死亡的幽谷把他推到山上去。
But we know that 3 days after that,God is going to move that forsaken stone right up to the mountain.
所以主复活以后，彼得就借着做见证，匠人所砌的石头，神已经立他为头块的方角石。
And so Peter testified after the resurrection that the piece of stone that was forsaken by the prophet has now become the chief cornerstone.
所以这个故事就是在希伦溪所发生的。
And that this incident happened.
所以大概这样走，你慢慢往下走，然后就到了什么？就到了克西马尼。
And so if you were to walk in this direction through this valley, you will finally reach.
但那天晚上大概马可睡不着。
That night, perhaps Mark couldn't sleep.
因为是这个逾越节的时候，所以他普通犹太人只盖一个毯子，只盖一个 blanket， 就是一个布。
You know that at the Passover they have.Only a piece of cloth to cover them.
那么这个已经够了。
That will be sufficient.
但是他很好奇，到底主耶稣他们到哪里去
？But Mark was very curious. Where did Jesus go?
所以也许后来他睡不着。
And perhaps that caused his insomnia.
那么很可能克西玛尼是他们家里的园子。
And you know, perhaps Gethsemane is the property, the garden.
所以他就披着一个毯子，披着一很简单很简单一块布。
And with a simple cloth, he
然后他大概就到了克西玛尼。